With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WILL, announced Wednesday they are filing a lawsuit against the Wisconsin DNR over canceled in-person education courses for hunter safety. In a press release, WILL says it's acting on behalf of Hunter Nation. Luke Hilgeman is Hunter Nation's CEO.
As of last week, after talking to the Oneida County Sheriff and hearing from other members across the state who've had similar classes canceled, that they are violating a clear constitutional right to hunt, fish, and trap.
Lucas Weber is deputy counsel for the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty.
They are required by law to offer these courses, and by refusing to offer the courses right now, they are violating that statutory duty and making it more difficult, if not impossible, for Wisconsinites to exercise their constitutional right to hunt.
The suit was filed yesterday in Marathon County Circuit Court. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Habitat loss and overhunting wiped out elk in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in the late 1800s, but the Michigan DNR has now confirmed the first UP elk sighting in more than 140 years. A viewer took a picture of the bull elk in Menominee County, about 10 miles from the Wisconsin border. Michigan DNR Deputy Public Information Officer John Pepin says an orange ear tag in the photo leads biologists to think it's from Wisconsin's herd.
There seems to be some thinking based on the relative age of the elk in the photograph and the coloration of the ear tag that it may be from one of the two populations in Wisconsin.
Elk also disappeared from Wisconsin in the 1800s, but started being reintroduced in the 1990s. Biologists think this elk may be from the Black River herd, more than 200 miles away from where it was photographed.
You know, it's theoretically possible that elk, like other animals, deer and others, are coming back and forth across the Michigan-Wisconsin border.
We have the photo of the elk on our website. The Michigan DNR is asking people in the area to call if they see the elk. This week, the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce kicked off a two-month Buy Local campaign to highlight the importance of local businesses during the pandemic. Chamber Executive Director Lauren Sackett says local support is important.
We are kicking off the eight-week-long Buy Local campaign, really to highlight the importance of our local businesses and how they're going to be really kind of key to our economic recovery.
She says this promotion is a way for the community to rally around local businesses.
So over the next 8 weeks, we're going to share themed articles, launch some special activities. But really, the main thing that we are doing is we are encouraging local businesses, residents, and visitors to utilize our social media toolkit, which is available online on our website.
The toolkit has graphics, logos, and messaging that individual businesses can use to highlight the Buy Local campaign. One topic is titled Eating Locally. It will show how restaurants have been impacted and how you can support them. Other topics will follow. Sackett says the chamber is hoping to build community pride through the campaign. More information is on the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce website or through the office. A one-time Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate is now heading an advocacy group, and he says the public could lose a valued service unless Congress acts. Ken Kroll has more.
Mike McCabe ran for governor in 2018. Since then, he leads Our Wisconsin Revolution, started after the Bernie Sanders 2016 presidential run. The U.S. Postal Service is bracing for a $13 billion loss in revenue because of the coronavirus pandemic. No help was received in the multi-trillion dollar relief packages approved by Congress and signed by the president. McCabe says the White House and congressional Republicans continue to be unmoved. McCabe says the loss of postal delivery could hurt non-urban areas.
We could be facing a situation where the Postal Service could simply either cease to operate or be seriously, seriously wounded and weakened. And that is particularly bad news for rural communities.
McCabe grew up in rural Wisconsin and says loss of a post office is a near-death sentence for tiny towns. He says it also widens economic disparities. He says the large delivery services are not going to deliver where they can't make money. He says some favor privatization, but he says from the standpoint of rural America, it would continue to be underserved.
The first thing that they'll do is start pulling back on the obligation to deliver mail, no matter how difficult those households are to reach.
Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Our forecast today is for sunshine and a high near 84. Partly cloudy tonight to low around 62. Tomorrow partly sunny and a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 78. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.